This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. There are very few areas nationwide growing as fast as Houston. Yeehaw! The city was recently named the healthiest housing market for 2013 by Trulia. That's a real estate listing company. Houston is home to companies like ExxonMobil and Chevron, attracting tons of people to the area for jobs. But can the good times keep rolling in the capital of black gold and Texas tea? Ty Clam certainly hopes so. He's a broker for RE/MAX 360 in Houston. Ty, welcome to the show.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
All right. So, Mr. Clam, help me out here. When I think about Houston, I'm thinking about oil. I'm thinking about NASA. Maybe I'm thinking about some guns. But that makes me kind of old school. If I wanted to buy some property in Houston now, what am I looking at?
The economic landscape of Houston is really diverse. We have financial sectors along with the things that you think about, oil, gas, and the Port of Houston. And we have tons of jobs relocating here. I think Forbes rated us as the number fourth best city in terms of job creation. And so if you're looking for purchasing homes in the Houston area, inventory is scarce as it is across the nation. We have such a diverse housing market that has been completely booming with the lack of new construction and pent-up demands to buy. So you're seeing a lot of rental properties coming up. You're seeing a lot of new apartment complexes being developed to accommodate the buyer pool that is unable to buy. And currently right now, it's a seller's market, and it's shifted like that within the past, I'd probably say 12 months. And buyers have to be educated in expectation to either submit a full price offer or compete against other buyers that are possibly out there.
Here in LA, if I wanted to buy a three-bedroom house, especially one in a decent school district, I'm looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars in outlay. If I wanted the same sort of thing in Houston, what's it going to cost me?
Oh, it's very affordable. The average price of a home right now is about $172,000 is what you're looking at. And median family price is about $243,000. So the cost of living is very inexpensive in comparison to L.A. and New York and other markets like that.
So if I'm paying $170,000 or so for a three-bedroom house, how does that compare to past years?
It's up. The same time last year, you're looking at about $160,000 for that same price. So we're looking at almost an 8% appreciation over a year.
That's a good investment.
It's a great investment and great opportunity. And now with where interest rates are, you can actually buy more home than you could in the previous years.
So tell me, who's buying exactly? I mean, if I've got a house there, who's moving in next door?
Oh, boy, you've got several types of buyer pools that are out there. You have the Generation X and Y and millennials coming to the market. That's about 84 million consumers altogether. And then the baby boomers, you're seeing a lot of downsizing occur as well.
Now, I thought all the hipsters were moving into Austin. Is Houston also attracting its share of the hip and cool crowd?
You know, I went to school at UT, so I know how weird Austin can be. But in terms of the weird crowd, I wouldn't say so. What I would call weird was the subprime market when unqualified borrowers were able to purchase at that time. Here we have qualified borrowers with great credit, putting, you know, substantial amounts of money down, being able to qualify for today's mortgage criteria that are out there.
Well, what about the outlying areas? Like, I've always had this fantasy about Marfa, where they filmed the George Stevens movie Giant. What if I were to go all the way out in the sticks and go buy something in Marfa? I would get a huge deal, right?
You know, you would be absolutely surprised that there's not that much inventory that's out there. For the outlying areas of Houston, you consider areas like Woodlands. That's, you know, 45 minutes from the central area of Houston. There's economic booms with Shell and Exxon campus relocating there that have tremendously appreciated the value of the area.
What's the most expensive home you've ever sold?
$1.85 million.
In L.A., that's nothing.
That's a starter home in L.A.
What will $1.85 million get me in Houston?
10,000 square feet, 6 bedrooms, 7 baths, and a nice pool.
Get out of town! I've heard about families that have had to write practically love letters to the sellers talking about how enamored they are with the house. I've heard about buyers that actually bring cookies over to give to the seller. Are there any little tips you would give to Houston buyers?
You know, going that extra step, it doesn't hurt developing an emotional connection with the homeowner for them to be able to convey the purchase to the buyer. It's not unheard of. My recommendation is identify the property that you want and don't be afraid to go ahead and submit it at what the homeowner's asking for.
And don't skimp on the cookies.
And don't skimp on the cookies. Absolutely right.
Ty Clam is a broker for RE/MAX 360 in Houston, Texas. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.